I came to Arizona Western College as a student in 76. And it was my counselor at Yuma High School that Mrs. Nettie Anderson talked me into it, because I'd actually had a appointment to go see the Navy recruiter. I wanted to get in law enforcement, and at that time the Navy had a real good law enforcement school. My childhood dream was to get behind one of those big cruisers and be on the Arizona Highway Patrol, you know. She told me that, she said, well, Arizona Western College has a wonderful law enforcement, you know, school, and you don't have to go to the Navy, you know. And I said, well, all right, but I can't afford college. And she says, well, let's do some digging. And she found some scholarships. And one of the scholarships that I applied for was the Notre M. Hardy Scholarship, Broadcast Scholarship. I would have to take a couple of broadcast classes, which I said, hey, that would be fun, you know. So I enrolled at AWC, came out here, and in the first week I changed my major from law enforcement to broadcasting. It's like it hit me with a ton of bricks. This is what I want to do. And as I was going to school here, I was able to get on part-time at KVOY Radio, and first doing sports broadcasting, and then some weekend music programs. And I was at KVOY about 8 years, 8.5 years, I think, something like that. And I spent 2 years at KTTI in sales. And so by the time I came to the college, I had pretty much experience in every facet of radio broadcasting, from sales to sports announcing, news, producing my own music programs. And so I came here. A job opened up, and I wanted it. I was just had a family at that point, you know, and the job looked very good to me as far as you know, just what all the college has to offer. And not only that, it offered me the opportunity to go back to school and finish up my degree. When I finally got on full time in commercial radio, I had to stop my education, just simply because I was busy. I had no room, no time for school. So when I was hired by Arizona Western College, that really gave me the opportunity to finish up and complete my degree. I didn't have much left, but it was really a neat, wonderful benefit. You know, I'll always be thankful for every gift that I received here. You know, to be able to retire, especially from a career in broadcasting, that's tough. You know, in commercial radio, people don't retire; they just keep going at it until they can't go anymore. Here at Arizona Western College, when it came time to where I felt like, you know, hey, Mark, it's time to try something else or do something else, I could think along those lines or even approach that idea of retirement because of what Arizona Western College had offered me all those years. And I'll always be thankful for the opportunities they gave me. And now, you know, I come back like today, you know, just to do this interview and everything. It's just a good feeling. It's a good feeling. Hey, you know, I worked here. I worked here 24 years. That is so cool. You know, very proud of it. And very, very proud of my college, you know, what they've done and what they're doing, still doing.